Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Thune.
Nicholas Thune.
Hey. Hey, buddy.
Nick, what's your middle name?
Ivan.
Yeah, Nicholas Ivan Thune.
Nick I Thune.
Dude, that's a history name right there.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah, that's the answer on the test.
Mm-hmm. Nicholas Ivan Thune.
Yeah.
The third. dude, welcome to the show. You were our first guest ever.
Yes, the very first Dumb People Town
guest.
Feels
so good to be back. How many episodes have you guys
done? Only three.
Oh, six. Well, minis, a couple of minis.
Did a couple of minis.
Yeah.
So this is number seven.
Wow.
It is so nice to have you back, and I am lucky enough to get to see you in the hood all the time, walking around with your son or riding a bike with your son or hopping on a moped with your son. You do so many activities with your son, and I'm always walking by myself, and I have to like remind you, I also have a family that I'm neglecting
involved
right
with
now.
Them too.
You're doing a lot of great shit with your son. I'm doing nothing with my kids right now. I'm just walking around, and I wave, and
we
talk.
You catch me in dad mode.
I catch you in dad mode all the time,
but
and
that's
a lot.
Because I'm a single dad, though, so you know when I have them, it's like –
intense.
What are we doing? Pack it in.
I love all of that stuff. Like I could watch you like fishing with your kid for like on the through binoculars and safe distance.
Yeah. Wait,
no.
Is that weird?
No, it's stuff that you post on Instagram.
I could watch you sleep with your kid in a tent.
Technically, anybody could if they wanted.
I could, and I would.
But I'm happy that you're here, and we can just goof around and be funny and make dumb comedy about dumb things. We were talking about that before the show. That's like the biggest compliment that you can get is someone sees the joke that you did, and they're like, that is so dumb.
Yeah,
and you're just
stupid.
Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We're not trying to, it's not, that's the good kind of dumb. I think there's another kind of dumb that exists in this world, which leads to larger issues.
Yeah, I say it on stage, like I have no room for galvanized dumb.
Yeah, let's
like,
not.
We weaponized dumb. We like dumb that's like, what happened here?
What? Okay, let's jump into a story.
You
want to
do one? Okay, here we go. This was sent in by Eric James Hiltner.
I'm a member of the Hiltner Honors Program.
You are?
Yes.
EJH3, the word, not
Kyle,
the number.
Kyle Hiltner.
Hiltner.
I'll say this. The honors points in the Hiltner program allows you to stay at a Marriott courthouse.
Uh-huh. That is problematic.
Courthouse.
Like, when he's the new guy at work, we're like, hey, honest opinion. You a fan of Hiltner? You're like, what?
Hiltner, get
we're
in
over
here.
We're over here.
No one knows his first name.
We're right over here.
Hey, is Hiltner coming?
Talk
great.
About going full Hiltner.
He went full Hiltner.
Yeah.
I have a Hiltner stash.
I'm going to read you guys this headline. I don't want to save it. We'll still roll it out in a fun way, but here it is. Port St. Lucie man arrested after train hits his stolen car and then the car flies into nearby home. I added things to make it make sense. They wrote it as this. Man arrested after train hits stolen car. Car flies into nearby home.
I love it.
So
this is like I always say this a lot because we get these.
Man arrested after train hits stolen car.
Car then flies into home.
Nearby home.
This is like the beginning of Magnolia. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So was he the train? We're talking about the guy riding the train.
Yeah, 100%. Commuter has terrible morning.
I just parked my car at the train station. Nothing wrong there.
The Martin County Sheriff's Office arrested a Port St. Lucie man for multiple crimes on Saturday. It's a full weekend.
I'm just gonna say something here and tell me, is this crazy to think? I can't believe there are trains in Florida. That strikes me as odd.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it sounds like a one-way deal, right?
Right. Like commuters just take fan boats, right?
Right.
To like work.
Where are they training? I mean, could you train up and down Florida?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm on the 605 to Tampa. I've never heard that phrase ever since.
Yeah. I went to Florida when I was in my 20s and I got a Eurail pass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You went right after college with a couple of buddies.
Stay in the youth hostels and you pop around.
Can I ask you guys an unrelated question I've been wondering for a while?
Floral trap.
Have any of you been to the Keys?
No.
Never.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
What, is it different down there? What's it like in the Keys?
It's very different.
I heard it is actually very different.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like a different
Is it different?
It doesn't
like
feel
New
like
Orleans?
America,
it right? Yeah. That's what I've heard as well. Yeah.
Because it feels like the Caribbean. It feels like that, or it feels more like.
It feels very confused.
Yeah. Like people are more relaxed.
I don't think you like it. I don't think you're lying. I think you're. I think that's probably exactly what
it's kind of like. Where are we?
Right.
And everyone living there is like, we don't know.
We all kind of slid down here.
All we know is that we're sinking.
Right. There's a comedy club there, and I want to play it.
Oh, damn.
But you know, it's almost like, you know when you like ring something out?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you just get, it's like all into the back corner.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all the people down there. Like, they've just been like rung out of America.
And then they just wind up
that's
in the
so
Keys.
So funny.
It's the backwash.
Bradford Weitzel told sheriff's detectives, I have a Bradford in my life.
You do.
One of my
I
best
love
friends
your Bradford.
Is Bradford.
I love
and
your
also,
Bradford.
He's a Bradford W 2.
Bradford
not
W.
W2 is in the war.
Weitzel's okay. Pretzels? That Weitzel's, guy?
Oh.
Yes. I love the little nuggets.
I'm of course.
Weitzel's Pretzels is a Wetzel's Pretzels for whites only. And oh. that is not appropriate.
No.
I don't like
only
that.
In the Keys. Yeah. Bradford Weitzel told sheriff's detectives that he could not find his car after leaving a bar early in the morning. So, quote, he stole one in good faith to locate his own.
These aren't bikes that you just,
no,
scooters.
It's like, not like the Amsterdam bike rule.
Right. No. It's not one of those cute libraries that are like, take a book, leave a book.
Was Amsterdam way ahead of its time with the bike rule? They basically foretold the Bird scooter, right?
Yeah.
They're like,
They just had bikes.
Right. Yeah.
There was just bikes. You
just
could
just go
get
take
on a bike.
Go here, leave it here. Someone else takes it over there.
And we're all trust
city
each
was
other
like,
and,
just take it. Just make sure you lean
that's
it.
That's what weed does. Weed makes people like, well, I don't have to take this. I'm just going to use it. And then someone else can use it.
Or not now. Now.
I know.
I mean, does weed even do anything anymore?
I don't think it does anything anymore.
I don't feel like I've ever seen somebody like high anymore.
Super high. Yeah,
no,
that's not.
No.
Apparently, you haven't seen a Doug Benson show.
So he said, hey, guys, cops, I left the bar early in the morning and, quote, I stole a car in a good faith effort to locate my own.
A good faith effort.
I like the idea, though, because. He knows that he parked somewhere by the bar.
Right. Sure.
So why would he need to get into a car?
Right. How far do you think you need to go? Or he's like, someone stole mine. I'm just trying to use this car to find mine. I'll give this one back.
That see, now you're speaking about entitlement. Someone obviously took mine, so then I'm going to just take this one.
But only until I find my own. It's a good faith effort.
All the good faith is out the window when you get hit by a train.
Well,
to me.
That's what
so he parked it, and then it took off.
He informed Martin County Sheriff's detectives that during his search, very diligent, I'm sure, he ended up on the train tracks along Indian River Drive. He also claimed the stolen vehicle stopped suddenly on the tracks as a train was coming.
No.
I would like to say at this point, sorry, I think this guy got drunk, stole a car, wanted to have a train hit it.
Yeah.
And he drove it to a train track. And
this
he left
is his
it
version
there.
Of putting a penny on the track.
Yes. But he did it with a large car.
Yeah, he's like, I want to see what happens.
Yeah, it didn't
I
want to
see what happens.
He is literally in that statement right there trying to blame the car.
Bradford. Yeah.
For whatever reason, the car said, leave me.
Yeah.
It stopped on the track.
It's like a golf cart when you drive to where you can't drive anymore. Yeah.
Bradford said he got out of the vehicle, leaving it on the tracks.
Yeah.
Bradford then told the sheriff's detectives he ran from the vehicle, which was hit by a train, quote, catapulting it into a nearby home where the homeowners were sound asleep.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that?
No.
Train car comes into your house?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I can imagine it. But,
I've seen what do you think it is when you wake up? You hear a car go into your house.
Earthquake. This is the car. Into the side of the house. We'll put this up on all dumb people on social media.
I can't even tell what I'm looking at there.
It's just a big wreck of a car up into the side of a house.
Did it go into their bedroom or was it?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like if they were asleep.
Did they stop having sex?
You wanted fireworks in this marriage. Here you go.
Fortunately, they were not physically injured, although the explosive sound of a driverless car smashing into the side of their home was clearly jolting.
Meet the future.
As though they were like, honey, did that sound like a driverless car?
It was clearly jolting.
Yes.
Yeah. It definitely.
Officers.
Just them in bed like, honey, get that.
You get it. You get it.
I'm going to sleep.
Is a part that I love.
Snooze on their alarm again.
Officers report that Bradford continued to a nearby fruit stand where he vandalized the business. That was that in good faith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I took
until he found his fruit stand. Yeah.
Right. Right. I couldn't find mine, so I'm just vandalizing this one in good faith.
Because someone clearly vandalized mine.
Right.
What kind of vandalizing, though? I mean, does it say, like, spray
doesn't.
Paint?
Just says he vandalized the business.
His penis in some
they
grapefruit.
Say, oh, God forbid. They say he also then attempted to steal a forklift. This is a full night
this
for this guy.
Oh, my God.
He's a one-man party.
What? And you know, after he vandalized the fruit stand, he's like, what's next?
So he never notified anybody, like, hey, this car that I was borrowing, basically,
right.
got hit by a train.
Right. Flew into a house.
And since I'm pretty innocent, I'm just going to go vandalize something and then
right. and then go steal a forklift.
He's like, yeah. you want to get me on the forklift and the fruit stand? Fine. All right. Fine. But the car was a good faith effort to just find my own car.
Good faith effort to get my own car.
Also, he kind of needs to get caught, right?
He wants to get
caught. But it's my point. If he sees any of his buddies the next day and they're like, what'd you do last night? Oh. And he tells this whole story, no one believes him.
No. And then you stole a forklift?
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. You stop at the fruit stand.
What'd you do after the bar?
You know what I believe? I believe you fucked up a fruit stand. I don't believe the car. I don't believe the car in the air. I don't believe the house, the train.
So here's my question, and this is where you just completely don't believe him. Like, did you drive across train tracks when you parked your car? Like, did you have to cross train track?
It's not a hard thing to remember. Right.
You should. No, you parked at the bar. Like, no one parks right. far away.
Or you don't even have a car.
This is a fun bit, by the way. Mm-hmm. If there's in Highland Park, there's that train, you know? Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
And I do this... It works every time. Even if you tell somebody that you do this sometimes, they'll be like in the midst of it. You know when you drive over the things that you're not supposed to reverse back over?
Yeah, sure. The spikes.
Yes. Every time I'm in the car with somebody, I drive over it and then I stop for a second. Oh, shit. And I go.
I love it.
And every time.
I love it.
No.
But if you ever are going over just train tracks.
Just you turning back.
Oh, it's so all good. it is the back. Yeah, it's just looking back.
Oh, that's good.
But also which nobody does anymore. You know, people are just looking right
here. No, because you got the
right
camera,
here.
Right?
I love a good.
That's
a
good.
Yeah.
But if you ever go over train tracks and you just stop, you know, and just stop there and put it in park for 1 second.
People really lose their shit.
You need to go. You need to go.
Go.
So here's what I want, and I think you should do this just because I love your Instagram and I love all the things you're doing there. I think you should do just – these aren't bits for stage. These are just life bits with Nick Thune. So these are bits that you just do in life because we have those bits that we just do for our friends. We just do in that thing. Yeah. It's like, why not show just a series of life bits with Nick Thune?
I pulled one last night that was a good – one
What's
of my favorite restaurant.
It's
everybody at the table orders, okay? So – Sure. Goes around the table, comes to me. I'm like, you know, no, you go. Yeah. And then it's to me now, and everybody's just kind of like, well, once Nick's done, we can start talking again. So everybody's kind of, you know, looking down, that's funnel down, and I put my order in, and then he goes, okay, great. And I go, yeah, and that'll all be on the house. And it's a throwaway without eye contact.
Yeah,
or anything,
And
it
like you've got something else to do on the table. Yeah, yeah. You need other business to do on the table.
Akin to that, a close neighbor to that, that I always love is when a big group of people is together and clearly we're all going to share it, is after everyone orders, quiet moment, and be like, Nick, by the way, thank you for taking all of us out tonight. That's so nice. Like, we didn't ask for it, but thank
it's
you.
It's just amazing.
Thank you.
It's just this guy.
My favorite is canceling something they don't have. So I was in Boston doing shows, and I go, can I just get a root beer? And the guy goes, we don't have any root beer. I go, you know what?
Cancel it.
And he goes, no, we don't have any. I go, you know what? Then I don't want it.
Take it.
And he goes, it doesn't matter if you don't want it. We don't have any. I go, ooh.
You're making me want it.
And I went with this guy. I'm not shitty. I swear to God. I went back 4 or 5 volleys with him.
Because he's like, he doesn't understand.
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
I like it too. Like, I'll take a root beer. We don't have it. You know what? Maybe I'll get something else.
Right. And then he's like, well, you kind of have to. And then you go, I know. I think I'm going to. Well, you have to. You're like,
hang on a second. Let me think this
you know
over.
What? Let's forget the root beer. Oh, it's my favorite.
Just park the car on the tracks.
Also, when you walk into a busy restaurant, which is like, it's just like me and you, Ran, and they're like, how many? I'm like, 17.
They're coming.
Right.
They'll be here. They'll be here.
I have to
wait for all of them to be here before we order? Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
16 of us are here. Can we be seated? Nope.
In the end, Bradford Weitzel said that he thought it was best to flag down the responding deputies to let them know he was still looking for his car. So he's saying he flagged them down after stealing the forklift. Yeah,
Hiding in plain sight.
He's like, hey, just so you guys know, I witnessed a ton of stuff that I did, but also.
Wait, Jordan Rubin. It's Jordan Rubin's.
Jordan Rubin's great joke about the
how bad
cab.
The drivers are at New York City.
Said, you can just let me off right up here on the right in that accident that you're in.
Deputies arrested and charged Bradford Weitzel with grand theft, criminal mischief, and additional charges are expected. I'm going to show you guys a picture of him, and then you're going to tell me how old you think Bradford Weitzel is. And
by the way, photo That's doesn't always mean
oh,
you're going to know.
Wow.
That's our guy.
He looks like a more sort of been hit in the head more times John Cena. He's like John Cena.
He looks like evil Sal Vulcano.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's buff, or like
like
he's
jacked.
Just a big dude.
He's kind of jacked.
Like he's never. Did he hotwire the car? I'm wondering.
He had to have.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Does he own any shirts that aren't V-necks?
Overly stretched out. Yeah. Overly stretched out collar. How old do you guys think Bradford Weitzel is?
32.
32. Okay.
I mean, I'm just guessing he's younger than he looks.
Okay. 32.
Yeah, he definitely looks like he's had a rough go of it.
Look at him. Dude, I think he's like
27.
I'm going to go I'm going to go 36.
36 years old?
36. Okay. 36, 32, 27.
Okay. Good measurements.
Scream at your radios.
All right, ready?
Scream at your ham radios.
Get your answers.
We got a story one on this. Mm-hmm. Brad Weitzel, the guy who couldn't, he responsibly left the bar early, although probably shouldn't have been driving anyway.
Did it in good faith. Stole
a car
in good faith. Bicycled the car.
Got it. It got stuck, not him on purpose, on the
not
train tracks.
Didn't want to move anymore.
Got hit by a train. Train flew into a house.
What
he
was
vandalized
his next
the fruit
choice?
Stand.
You can only after tried a car
to steal a forklift.
That you took in good faith is on a train track that gets hit. And
you only have one option: vandalize a fruit stand,
and then try and steal a forklift.
We've all been there.
Yeah, in good faith.
All makes sense.
Bradford Weitzel is 38 years old.
Oh wow!
Andy sneaking in.
So he looks good.
You thought he was 27.
He's on the he's on the edge of 17.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Whenever somebody says how old, I always think, oh, it's going to be so radically different than what my body's telling me.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You go against what you're thinking. You're like, oh, this guy is. So what was you? What was he telling you?
He said
32. But...
Yeah, but then I thought maybe he's like 60.
That'd be great.
It'd be great. He also strikes me as the type of guy that when he shakes your hand, breaks it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just breaks it.
He loved many saints in Newark, though.
There you go. Okay. All right, guys, that is the first story. It's down in the books. When we come back, we're going to find out what Nick Thune is doing and let you know what we're doing and all that good stuff. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go nowhere. I mean, don't go anywhere. I mean, just stay.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. That's DPT for those of you if you're nasty. And before we get into all the great things Nick Thune is doing, Daniel Van Kirk is coming to a town near you.
That's true.
And you got to go
out
to
his tour.
This
sell
week,
it out.
This week, I'm on tour. I'm going to be in Albany,
Hey-o.
And then I'm in Worcester. And how'd I do? And then Boston, and
Worcester.
Then two nights in Philly, and then this Philly. Sunday night, I'm in New York City. So this is all from the 5th through the 10th, and then I will be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival with the Sklar Brothers.
That's
you
right.
guys are doing Taggett, right?
We are doing
Taggett.
Taggett.
Are you doing like some foosball stuff?
They're
no
not
foosball.
Having
we don't know?
This year.
Okay, okay.
I don't think that's happening this year, but we'll have it
We're
back
doing
next
Taggett,
year.
Okay. Which is our show for people who don't know. Our friends, comedians, go up and tell jokes, and then Jay and I are feverishly writing tags for them off stage, and then we come on stage.
Gave me a tag that made my album.
Hey, thank you. And we pitch people rhetorical. Tags. It's like so much. It's literally the most fun thing
We're
ever
also doing a live Dumb People Town. Guests are going to be announced.
TBD.
Maybe they are by the time that this drops.
We'll see.
And then right after that, I will be going to Asheville, Atlanta, and Savannah.
Hey-o.
And then right after that, I will be going to San Antonio, New Orleans, and Mobile, Alabama. That is all between now and like the 10th of May.
Love
so
it.
Go to DanielVanKirk.com and then catch me at the end of May at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival.
One way to ensure that Daniel and us keep continuing to go on the road is by coming out.
I mean, it does really work. 100%.
That's it. Yep. We will be, as Dan mentioned, in Moon Tower. And then next month, we are performing at a place called The Crocodile in Seattle. Have you done that room?
Yeah.
It's a cool
new.
Room.
Yeah.
New.
Very
excited. We're super excited about that. Classic, amazing place. And, of course, we have our Patreon, patreon.com/Sklar Brothers. We're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats, and we're starting to edit the Nosebleeds. We're going to tell you guys how to watch that show. That is our new Fight Pass reboot, UFC reboot of Cheap Seats, which we're very excited about. We'll give you all those details as they come out. Nick Thune! How can people follow you?
You got a show kind of in Nashville, am I right?
I've got a show Nashville, April 7th at Zany's.
Sell it out. Let's sell that room out, damn it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm actually just going there to film something with Nate. But I was
great,
like,
great.
How do I pay for this trip?
You do a night there.
Yeah, just do a night at that.
That's great.
So fun.
And then I'll be in Dallas April 14th through the 16th at the Addison Improv.
Yep. Oh, nice. Great.
St. Charles, Missouri, the Funny Bone.
Okay, nice.
April 28th through the 30th. And then May 20th, Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Improv.
Oh, at the Improv.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great. So when you're in St. Charles, that's St. Louis. I mean, that's essentially where we grew up. So
yeah.
We'll give you lots of great places
great.
To go eat.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, it's great. We'll give you lots of cool things.
I think I've been there maybe Who knows?
Yeah.
It's one of those cities that it's like, I think I've been.
St. Charles is just West St. Louis, mm-hmm. but we'll give you some options. All right, Daniel, should we jump into another story? Let's do it.
Here we go.
By the way, follow Nick on Instagram.
Oh, he's a great follow. Phenomenal follow.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
At Nick Thune, right?
At Nick Thune.
Great.
Beautiful. We do it.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
Man with record-breaking insect tattoos. This was sent in by First Liz or Third, at Liz Haggerty.
At what point do you get three and say, now I'm going to start to go for the record? You have a bunch of tattoos.
What does record-breaking mean, though?
Whose record?
Like the coolest one?
Yeah. What if Guinness Book tells you who's going? There's a moment. Okay, so Guinness Book, if you read the Guinness Book of World Records, like there's a moment where you're reading through it and you're like, oh yeah, Guinness is a beer.
Right.
It's just a bunch of drunk people sat around. They're like, go do that.
Record?
Yeah. Go juggle and run a marathon.
Because a lot of drunk people do things that are like, I bet how many times can we do this?
Yeah.
And so then that's how you
dovetail. Well, the other thing to know about Guinness Book of World Records is it's not, the government isn't sanctioning this.
No.
Okay. Yeah. This is just a group of people that have like, hey, we'll make people think that this is legit.
We'll verify. Like someone comes out in a sport coat and like a stopwatch around their neck. You're like, stopwatch, we're judging how many times you can skip a rock across water.
What's the stopwatch?
What are we timing?
Mm-hmm. They're like, well, we forgot our clipboard.
So we got that.
We're drunk. We're Guinness.
It's Guinness.
By the way, foamy beer.
This is something I find amazing that you can just own clipboards.
Yeah,
you know, you can just go buy one,
and people will think you're.
And you can just walk around and you know walk into a Best Buy, load up. You guys mind loading up all those Samsungs into the? Because
if you walk around,
I've got my orders right here.
Inventory.
Yeah.
And all you need is that in a blue polo. Maybe the blue polo is optional. Maybe
I found
a button.
This out at a fucking Halloween party once where I was like last minute, hey, do you want to go to this party? And I look in my trunk and I had just done the Colorado School of Mines. I don't know which. And so they gave me a hard hat and then I had a clipboard. So I just put a hard hat on and a clipboard and I walk into this party. Nobody bothered me. Yeah, I'm checking for studs.
That's great.
This must be a load-bearing wall.
You're knocking on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this a table?
Yeah, is this work?
Yeah.
And then you just...
Is this a stud? Are there studs in tables?
This is a load-bearing table. And what's underneath it?
All you do is just check it off and move on.
That's so funny. That would be such a great...
Life bits with
Halloween
Nick Thune.
Costume, guy with clipboard, with or without hard hat. And then throughout the night at the party, you're giving people their performance reviews.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Hey, do you mind just grabbing a seat really fast?
Yeah, so can we talk to you about what we've seen here tonight?
I overheard that last conversation.
good start. Great start. Great start.
I saw you met that guy, and David, I'm happy for you. You met somebody, but you did bring up your ex twice in that conversation.
Early.
So, twice early.
So it's clear it's on your mind.
Again, I'm not going to ding you on that. I'm just saying, look at that in the future.
Yeah. You know, maybe bring her up. If you're going to do it, you got to shoot the moon and bring it up a lot.
Right. Yes. And then also,
or not at all.
And also, you still ask them like their goals for the night. Like, where do you see yourself in 20 minutes at this party?
Because if it's in the bathroom doing coke, man, you're on the way.
Dan, you have to do this.
Performance review.
Party resources.
That's
party
so
performance
funny.
Review.
That's
also,
so
you could just take the clipboard and stand in front of the bathroom and just sign people in and out.
Yeah. Guys, would you mind?
Before you go in, sign in and the time and your email.
Oh,
and then
so
wow,
weird.
2 minutes. Different. Good work.
Good work. Good work. Good work. You'll get them next time.
Who do you work for? I work for the bathroom.
I work for the LADWP.
Bathrooms.com. It's
Bathrooms.com would be. We're a subsidiary of Hotels.com.
I'm now going to look up and see if there is a bathroom.
There's 100%
no doubt there's a bathroom. Do you think it's a business or do you think it's people?
I'm going to ask you guys.
A wholesale interior design business.
Or I think they just sell used.
So Dan
used,
says home, wholesale interior design.
I
what
say
do you say?
Used right? like bathroom accoutrement, like whether it's faucets or stuff like
Kohler or somebody probably owns kitchens.com. Like, I guarantee you.
I hope it's like just a bathroom review site.
I hope it's a video you never wanted to see.
Yep.
In your life.
Is it a thing, Jay?
Go back.
Hold on. Okay. It's really hard
Let
to
Let Dan
see
continue it. On this because Jay doesn't know
I'm just
going
to do it right here. Yeah. Bathrooms.com.
I'll look it up and I'll interrupt at a chemo.
No, I got you. Here we go. Ready? Bathrooms.com.
Is it a thing?
I nailed it. It hasn't loaded yet, but it says the bathroom showroom. This has to
this
be.
This is a thing.
Yeah, it has to be. It's taking a long time to load. They probably use Flash.
That's
why I was
over,
having trouble. It's taking hard to
no,
load.
No, you're not wrong.
When people come over, they're like, do you have a I'm like, yeah, I have the bathroom showrooms right over here.
Look. Bathrooms.com.
Dan, you were right.
Pay monthly finance option now available. 250 showrooms nationwide.
I'm financing a couple bathrooms right now.
I feel oddly proud of myself.
Bathrooms.com to me is the also, worst place that you have to go on the weekend. Yeah. Well, honey, we got to go to bathrooms.com. Oh, God.
Your wife was probably like,
when?
I'm at bathrooms.com once a month. She's probably like, she knows exactly
they
what
know
it
me.
Is.
Yes. I know Mark at bathrooms.com. He's the one
just
who tells
tell
you what
Mark
to
that you're
email
my husband.
Email Mark at bathrooms.com.
And that's the email. What's your email? It's
email mark at bathrooms.com. He's going to hook you up with a couple of colors.
That's just like my hotmail guy at gmail.com is my
hotmail guy at gmail.com.
Perfect.
Life bits.
Hotmail guy at hotmail.com. A New York man who earned a Guinness World Record by getting a ton of tattoos of insects on his body revealed an unexpected fact about himself. Quote,
he is single. No.
I hate bugs.
Oh.
Why? Why? This is immersion therapy? This is like the craziest immersion therapy?
Like the cicadas, his penis only comes out once every 17 years.
But I think it's fascinating that he would diminish them to bugs when, you know, it's all about getting insects.
Yes.
Right. These little bugs.
Michael Amoya. Mm. One, two, three, four vowels, one consonant.
What's the record? I'm curious. How many?
Oh, for how many vowels in one consonant?
I think it's several.
And by the way, his,
I think it's Yvonne Goulagan.
Are you counting the Y as a vowel?
There is no Y.
Oh.
Amoya.
Amoya?
Okay. Amoya.
Okay.
A-M-O-I-A.
So he's like Amoya. The reverse of us. We have too many consonants in
you guys do have a lot
we
of
We S-K-L. People can't handle three
it's
consonants
It's so weird
in a row.
To me that people can't handle that.
It's too difficult.
You
I didn't even make
boy.
It in there. I didn't even make it in there.
Over here taking photos. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
He confirmed to the Guinness Book of World Records, Michael Amoya, was confirmed, by the Guinness Book of World Records as earning the record for the most insects tattooed on the body when his tattoos were officially tallied at how many insect tattoos do you think he has to break the record? And he hates bugs. Nick, how many do you have? You probably about 15?
Yeah, I don't know, really.
That'd be my guess. Depends on if you're grouping or if you're individual.
I think there's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's enough.
There's I remember when you only had like one here and that was it.
Yeah.
These are like, these
fresh.
The last like 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You have a full koi pond on your hip and I think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
All right. So what do you think?
I mean, is it 1,000? You know,
do
like
you want to go 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, 1,000 from.
I feel like it's going to be a round number. It's not going to be like some odd number. Mm-hmm. Like he went for it.
I think he's going to have 80.
80. Okay.
So I definitely think he found out what was the record beforehand, mm-hmm. and then he's like, "I'm going to do one more."
Okay.
So I think like 627.
The total. And townies, wherever you are, play two.
Shout out.
Shout it out in your home office. Mm-hmm. The total of insect tattoos. On Michael Amoya, 864.
Whoa!
Nicholas Thune.
Beautiful. That was smart.
864.
It's a lot.
864.
863 was the previous.
Look at him. This is a lot of tattoos, guys. That's a lot.
That's a lot of wasted space, too, because, I mean, those are some big
That front
tattoos.
Tattoo is a lot. But then, you know, how many spiders? These are all ants. He has a scorpion on his face.
These
right?
look like bad
Let me see his face.
He has
well,
it's just the side. And then he has a web on his ear. And he has a dragonfly around
Huge
his eye.
Huge dragonfly on his like,
I wonder if he has,
ocular bone.
Does he just
but
have
this
like
front
a...
one. He's a centipede, right?
That's a human centipede.
That's a human centipede.
Does he have any non-insect tattoos? Does
like that would be great if he...
I guarantee you he does. Mm-hmm.
And he want, and he has to tell you
does
about
Does he have
that
a butterfly on his lower back?
What if also he was unaware? Somebody was just like, hey, man, I was looking at your insect tattoos. I think you might have a world record on your hands.
He's like, what? I don't know, man.
No way, man.
No, no, you have 864, and the old record was 863.
Really?
Amoya.
You just broke
it. I'm just...
Well, we're going to do that now. Amoya took the record from a British man named Baxter Milsom.
Mm-hmm, boy.
Cool name.
So, by the way, you just took away that guy's identity.
Yeah.
Who had how many tattooed on his body? So what was the record he broke? Now, you know the current record stands at 864. What do you think Baxter Milsom had?
So this is really a question about how you think, who is the Amoya guy? Does he want to be so far out ahead
of
it?
Or did he have a ton, like Nick said, and then found out, so he didn't even know how far ahead
he was. But this is an interesting record, though, because all he has to do is just get more tattoos.
That's right.
Right.
The other guy can just catch up and just defeat, and then it becomes an arms race,
if the record's
literally.
Like the fastest to do... Rubik's cube, you know, like that's like, or like the longest fingernails, you know. Yeah.
Let's say they are. Let's cap him at 864.
What guy?
How
with,
much money do you think that is?
But
on your body,
864 tattoos. I want to go back to fingernails. Tattoos.
guy. They don't look like good tattoos.
No, they don't.
Guy True. With second longest fingernails in the world. Like that What's guy's
you gotta clip him.
Wife is like, you're not gonna win. Yeah. Clip him. This is so annoying.
Maybe he wasn't even going for the record.
Yeah. I'm the love of the game. Fuck that guy. I'm here for the love of fingernails.
I happen to be second. Okay.
Fine. Whatever. I don't even care.
How much money would you say that is? It's got to be $864. You're right. Like, you said some of them look free. Like, but yeah, at least
because
10
I have
grand.
Some tattoos that are, like, you know, expensive and some that aren't. Right. You know, and people might
That's
not.
A lot. But that front one alone
a lot
is
of it
lot
has
of
to do
work.
With the artist.
Yeah. Right.
I know. But that's at least a $500 tattoo on the front.
Oh, my God.
Right. Every tattoo has to do with the artist.
Yeah.
Okay. It's how much do you think the record artist. Was? What He's at 864.
So did he just want, what did Baxter just did he
that's
just top
the question.
It?
What did he want
what
did, up?
What is Baxter Milsom sitting at least when this is reported? He might be in the chair
well,
right now.
Well, here's the thing is he might if he knew the record and he was like, I'm gonna surpass it
right.
and then
or
just kind of keep going
out.
And then I'll tell people.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Or did he find out like, hey, you probably are like
close.
You said
I You're need close. To clear it by 10.
I'm gonna say he's an idiot and the record was like 400.
400? Okay.
And then all
okay.
of a sudden he was like, whoa, wait.
I really
what?
Went far.
I didn't need this.
725.
725.
So I think he wanted to give okay. enough distance to discourage the other guy from coming to okay. get him.
He strikes me 860.
860.
He's 860 and he's like, I'm going to go 4 above.
Okay. One of you guys got within 2.
Oh!
Of how many?
If it's Nick, I'm going to die. Baxter Milsom if it's 402, has. I'm going to die. Or 398.
So we get to go up or down by
Baxter
2?
Baxter Milsom lost the world record when our guy Michael got 864 because he has... 402.
Oh my God!
Nicholas Thune!
Oh my God!
Nicholas wow. Ivan
That's
Thune!
That's crazy.
Why that does is... this feel so good?
Because it so should. Good.
I don't
That's
know.
What it's supposed to be.
God, that feels good.
Oh right? my
God.
And
it translates and to nothing.
Nothing.
Not, and he's pride, like, pride.
Later tonight, I sneak into my son's room. Hey, buddy, wake up. I said 400. Daddy
you have him up. Guess first.
Your daddy's
be like,
pretty
You're
smart.
You're so wrong.
Daddy's pretty smart. And your son wakes up and is like, are we taking a bike ride?
No,
I just want to tell you.
I just
took a car and left it on some trees.
Amoya, whose tattoos began with a red ant queen inked on his forearm when he was 21 years old,
yes,
said
queen.
People often wrongly assume he loves insects. That's also like...
I wonder why.
Right. A lot of people think I like bugs. Actually, it's the complete opposite. I'm afraid of bugs. I hate bugs. But it has multiple meanings. That's why I put them all over my body. That's like, save
what
it.
Has multiple
save
meanings?
It. It's some dark meaning, but it's some dark meaning, but more of a positive message. I don't even know what that means.
What are you yeah. talking?
I don't know. That's
he,
the
does
end
he
of story
just go too. Around and speak about it? You know, like,
it's like
right.
Well, school if you think assemblies. About it, bugs right. are. You know,
he does motivational speaking where he's like, he does a whole story about a guy who was afraid of something and got them, and then he goes, and I brought that guy with me tonight. He's right here.
And then I realized I was around the bug.
He's right.
I was like, we the know, one dude. We're looking at you.
Takes his shirt off.
This whole time I thought I was helping the tattoos, and I realized the tattoos
were
the ones
helping
me.
Right. It's a dark message, but it's also
when there were only 6 insects on my legs. That's when
you knew the spider carried you.
Yes,
that's story number 2. My
God
friends.
Damn!
Oh my!
That's proud of you, Nick.
I'm amazed that Nick got that right. All right, Dan, give us a little teasy, a little taste.
Okay. Well, we are going to hear for our Patreon fans. That's something we should play.
Yeah,
we always do. We'll hear a little bit from Nick Thune, a dumb story from his life that he either witnessed or partook in or was a victim of. It can mm-hmm. be anything. But before we'll we do play. That, we've got misuse of a flamethrower.
Is there ever a great use of a flamethrower?
I don't know.
Other
Once upon
than,
a time in Hollywood.
That's the only time I was like, God damn, that was amazing.
Just torched a goddamn hippie.
That's great. Unbelievable. Get out of here, you goddamn hippie, with the whole blender yeah, full of stuff.
Such a good movie.
That could have happened in the Keys. All right, guys, we'll come right back. Patreon fans, we've got a little story with Nick Thune, and then we're going to hear some flamethrowing action on Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home, buddy.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Jamie Rosen at Dollar Bin Blues.
Ooh, that's, I think Blues. That's a new person.
Dollar Bin Blues.
Thank you.
If anybody else wants to be like Jamie Rosen, # DumbPeopleTown at Daniel Van Kirk via Twitter. Throw it into the timeline. Okay, ready? Everybody else is so angry they won't even notice. Just send it to me that way. Mm-hmm. Homeowner uses flamethrower to melt snow, sets house ablaze.
Somebody did this last year to like.
I think people do it every year. This is like the winter version of the fried turkey on Thanksgiving, yep. right? Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, we don't know that because, I mean, you grew up in Chicago, we grew up in St. Louis, so Rochelle, we did our
We shoveled.
Midwest. We did our fair share of driveway shoveling.
Is it fun for them, do you think? Or is it they're actually 100%. Using it as
a flamethrower?
Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Well, I'm sure it's fun, but I mean, are they doing it as...
They can't wait for the snow.
But they don't want to put the effort into shoveling, which I understand.
A lot of people die every year of heart attacks from shoveling snow.
It's a lot of effort.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a lot of effort.
Yes. So to just turn it on and just burn that
burn it away.
To a crisp but also, Leo DiCaprio.
Why
stuff.
Heart attacks?
Because they can't handle the strenuous effort of
you
all the shoveling.
You exert so much energy.
And they have a heart attack.
In the cold weather?
Yeah, because
they're out there, they're sweating, they're cold.
Yeah,
at the same
also
time.
People, yeah, people don't judge because, like, if you were in extreme heat, you'd be like, I better slow down here.
And some people, especially if they're doing physical exertion, they think, oh, I'm tired from doing this. I'm not having a heart attack. Whereas if they were just having one sitting in their chair, they'd be like, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. But they're like, yeah, of course my arm's tired. It hurts
a little
bit.
I'm taking a flamethrower to my driveway.
That's the weirdest thing to me about this, too. Have anybody ever, like, in college, I took this, like, a easy credit, like a massage course, right? Yeah. And everything you do in the muscle is you, like, push away.
Yeah.
You push everything away. Push it out from the body.
Dan, you're very beautiful.
Thanks, brother. Same for the snow, right? Nothing should be going back towards your house.
Wait, so was
that... The flamethrower should never be turned back towards your... All
no, but
the snow
Dan,
should be
I'm
going
guess,
away
I'm guessing
the
they blew into the snow, and then the flame met the snow and just went straight up instead of... burning straight through it. It kind of like...
I don't think that's even possible. No. I'm not good at science. You might be right. I am not condemning what you're saying.
If heat rises. Going into a solid, it could, you know... Yeah.
And
but
rises.
It's going to go... It's a flame, guys.
You don't know what kind of snow it is.
I bet they were in their garage with the flamethrower, opened the garage, and
out.
They wanted to...
Go out.
It. But they blew it out, but it hit... Because heat rises.
You should never even be...
Where was this? Where did this happen?
Everything should be downrange.
I want to know if it was damp snow.
Connecticut. A Connecticut homeowner accidentally set their house on fire while trying to...
So through clenched teeth, he said.
Oh, they're property. With a flamethrower, according to fire officials in the town of Seymour, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Firefighters responded to the scene of a house fire. Sorry, I don't know why I put a weird pause there.
Firefighters, as nice and hot as they are, definitely love to tell you that you fucked up. You know what I mean?
When I go home and Kenny Doherty, my cousin, who is a Rochelle firefighter, when I go, tell me something dumb somebody did this week. The stories firefighters can tell you are
they're constantly
wild.
Pulling people out
does
of
he ever talk about? Has he ever dealt with a backdraft?
Yes, he has dealt with a backdraft.
With Donald Sutherland?
Guys, one time he had to go to this house and it was like the third or fourth week of January. These people hadn't shoveled, plowed nothing in like 4 weeks. So they couldn't get the ambulance up. I could tell you this whole, it's crazy involved. And then it's a storm. So they were showing up as backup for this other small town. Those people never came. So they didn't have everything that they would need.
Forget it.
Wild. So I'm always like, whenever I get home, I'm like, pour a couple of cocktails. And I go, Kenny, just start telling me.
Take a flamethrower to your stories.
Yeah. He goes, okay, they said. This guy set his house on fire after 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, January 29th, officials said in a Facebook post. That's where all this stuff happens.
You
want to
shovel
now.
In the morning? No. I'll wait till 5:30. I'll wait till it's almost night. It's the winter.
Dusk. Right. Well, you put it off. You put it off all day. Okay. On the way, dispatch learned that the owner had been using a flamethrower to melt ice and snow and accidentally ignited the side of the home.
Yeah.
Why are you... No one's walking there.
No.
Along the side of the house.
He got...
Driveway.
So here's what happened. He got greedy. It worked.
Yep.
It worked.
He's like,
I can get that icicle off the gutter with it. And just boom.
You know what it's like? Have you guys ever been shooting? Like shooting guns?
Yeah, once.
Everything's downrange, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing can happen... Damn, on the north side of your 9 o'clock and your 3 o'clock.
I can't make the statement everything's anything because I've only shot a gun once.
Well, you know this, though. Nothing can happen beyond 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock. No one can step that way. The gun can't go past that way. Right. Same with a flamethrower. Nothing can go even once you get negative.
Have you ever shot a flamethrower?
No.
Have you?
What if they've got a huge fuse out there, though, and they're pointing away from the house and the fuse catches and it goes back and lights the house up?
Then that's what causes the fire, not the flamethrower.
Well, no, I think
he set it on fire with his flamethrower.
I think he, like Randy said, got greedy. He thought
like,
he did
I
a really
get
good
that.
Job on the driveway. He's like, I can
or
pick that ice
Or he had a fucking
off.
Gas vein.
Right. Or saw a rabbit and was like,
he
let me get this right
He set his house
here.
On fire.
Oh, my God.
An exterior wall was in flames when firefighters arrived, but it was quickly extinguished and the home was saved. We do not recommend the use of flamethrowers or any similar devices as an attempt to melt ice, the post said.
Yeah.
Seymour is about 8 miles northwest of New Haven, Connecticut. While flamethrowers can be dangerous, they are sometimes used by farmers and ranchers for land management and firefighters performing controlled burns. They are legal to own, though some states, such as California, have barriers to ownership.
You can't have a flamethrower in California. Like
that is the dumbest.
That would be the dumbest thing
in the world if you had a flamethrower.
You should get rid of it. Well, you should stop using it. Like
if you, yeah,
at the round.
Go easy on it, and don't do it when you're camping with your son. Avoid that.
Avoid both of those things if you can.
That's the show, my friend.
There you go. That is the show. Dumb people, smart people. We did it. Nick Thune, go see him in Nashville. Nick, do you have all your dates?
Any one arm ladies want to come out to my show?
He will zip your suitcase for
you.
Give
him a wave.
Zip up your bag for you. That's what he does.
That was from our Patreon. If you're not a Patreon fan, then you don't know what that story is.
An insane story. You got to join the Patreon to hear it. Nick Thune, we love you, buddy. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around, make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Burns Audio, a podcast network.